Boy. People are losing their ever-loving mind. This is why we started doing this. For this day, for this moment, right the fuck here. We missed the slap. We missed the slap by, what was it, a few days? Maybe a couple of weeks after getting back. We missed the Oscar slap. And and we vowed that we were never going to miss another fucking cultural touchstone moment again. And damn it, we have stuck to our word, because as we record this episode of Talk on the morning of April 11th, Thursday, April 11th, 2024, we are, what, maybe an hour past the news being broken by O.J. Simpson's family.
Yep.
On O.J. Simpson's Twitter account, that O.J. Simpson has passed away from cancer, presumably, because he's a black man, prostate cancer. And over the last hour, 15 minutes, hour and a half, people have lost. It's like we've gone back in time with today's technology. It's the OJ verdict. It's 1995 all over again. Holy shit.
I got up this morning and I got a text. My wife sent me a text. She was upstairs. And she sent me a text. I literally woke up. I opened up my phone. Then it was a big-ass CNN picture. O.J. Simpson, dead at 76. I was like, oh, my God, we about to have a field
day. Yo! It's because all we had in 1995 was CNN. We had CNN, and we had telephones. That was it. Yep. Now we have CNN, we have telephones, now we have Twitter, now we have texting, now we have all sorts of social media, now you have YouTube, now you have all of this way to gather information, to broadcast, you know, breaking news or what have you. Now we have all of this happening, yet we have the same culture / race war going on. This shit is fascinating right now.
So it all came flooding back to me. I was at KMBR at the time when this whole thing broke. I was in the newsroom. Do you remember Pat Olson?
Absolutely.
So Pat Olson was my boss, and he said, "Marcus, you've got the studio today. I'm going to go out. Blah blah blah. He had to do something." So I was in there, and it was like 9:30 in the morning. And I started getting calls from L.A. Hey, what are you guys hearing about O.J.? I'm like, what do you mean? He killed his wife. What? And this is they had already made the supposition that he killed his wife. Like, I hadn't heard anything about this. It wasn't being broadcast anywhere in San Francisco. Apparently O.J. Simpson's wife was found dead, and they think that he killed her wife. Say, no, man, we haven't heard that at all. We have not gotten that news. We have to confirm it. And we hung up. I started calling around. I called a couple of stations. Nobody had gotten the news yet. And then 20 minutes later, it's everywhere.
It's wild that I can't even really describe the whole get down of what happened when it happened, because I think that was the first time we realized how quickly news and information could travel during that age. Because again, that was kind of when the 24-hour news cycle and reality television took off, I think it's fair to say. And so that information, and then the judgments happening all at the same time, happening at breakneck speed, we hadn't experienced anything like that before in this country. And it was jarring, quite frankly.
Yeah, it was. I think the I mean, is it weird to say that the next big piece of cultural news that kind of rattled everybody in the country was 9/11?
Yeah. That's the biggest one, obviously. But from 1995 to 01, I can't think of anything.
No.
In the middle of that. Yeah, it was wild. It was absolutely wild. And again, to see basically the same the same arguments, the same biases, the same histrionics, to see all of that playing out in 2024, to see it playing out almost 20 years later is just wild to me, man. It is absolutely wild.
The biggest changes, though, I think it's fair to say, is the trust in DNA, because before then it was new. Like, if that case is being held today, that dude is guilty. Like,
oh, yeah,
it's a wrap.
Of course. Yeah.
And I think that's one of the biggest changes. Also, the general population kind of now believes that, yeah, he did it. I mean, you're going to find the...
Oh, you'd be surprised. No,
I was going to say, you will find the odd person who is still going to stick to he ain't had nothing to do with it. But now it's more of like, well, I'm not so sure. I think his son, which is always one of the ones, but I feel like, at least among the black folks that I know, most of them going, yeah, he did it, but I don't give a fuck.
The couple of things here. Great point about DNA. That was back then, back in 95, 96, whenever the trial was. That was thought of as almost witchcraft. Yep. That was like DNA evidence was something that, well, that's, they're making that up. You can't do that. And now, again, 20 years later, DNA evidence is like, yeah, it's fucking DNA. I mean, it's the basis of human life.
Yeah.
It is literal, irrefutable evidence. That shit is legitimate. But now, though, and I understand fully, that Twitter and social media, and really even traditional media for that matter, is not real life. But dog, there are still plenty of folks out there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Plenty of folks out there who have absolute belief that he had nothing to do with it, that he was innocent. But your final point, and this is, again, this is just where we are and continue to be, I should say, as a country. Yeah, black folks, even if they were convinced of his innocence 20 years ago, the majority of them have come around to, he did that shit. And whether because of time giving one wisdom and perspective, whether it's because of the great documentary the 30 for 30, the best documentary of that, OJ made in America.
That ESPN documentary was absolutely amazing.
Was so much better than Marsha Clark and Chris Darden. That OJ Made in America documentary tried and convicted OJ Simpson way better than the LA District Attorney's Office did back when they were actually in a court of law. So that documentary did wonders. And for a lot of black people, they could see through OJ's bullshit.
Oh,
because he was, I generally don't care for this term, but he was gaslighting the fuck out of people.
Oh yeah.
As soon as he was found not guilty in the criminal trial, civil trial is a whole different story.
Yeah.
Criminal trial, he found not guilty. And you remember the joke, and in a lot of humor, there's a ton of truth. Remember black folks saying after you got acquitted, hey man, you got away with it. Now go the fuck away.
Yep.
Hey, you need to disappear. All right? You didn't really fuck with black people as it was.
That was my thing.
But we rallied behind you. Because you were a black man in a court of law.
Yeah. And
you were acquitted we took that as black people, rightly or wrongly, we took that as finally we got one. Yep. We got a victory. Hey, man, we had your back. Now do us a favor. Since you literally got away with this shit, how about you chill the fuck out? And what did OJ do? Basically, until the day he died, that motherfucker was out there wilding, dog. He was wilding. And for the majority of black people who got behind him for whatever reason, that was a literal slap in the face that he wouldn't just chill the fuck out. And that's what pissed off a lot of the black folks who was down with OJ.
Well, I mean,
even though the evidence gave you every shred of confirmation that he did that shit.
Seeing that dude in that dashiki out there on the beach was a goddamn slap in the face to every Negro walking this planet. I made no secret about my disdain for O.J. Simpson even back then. I told folks, I ain't like this.
He's a horrific human being.
I ain't like this dude. And it wasn't even that he was so anti-black. He was so, I want to be white. Because and that is so much better. And I just got this thing, man. Come from the South. It's just a thing. Like, you can't be doing me like that, bro.
But let's keep it funky. And the most...
I hate black people who don't like black people. I guess that's my...
Oh, thing. Yeah. Oh, no. I completely understand where you're coming from in that regard. But I want to be clear. He murdered those people.
He killed them.
Right? I don't care what color you are.
Killed.
Hey, man. Can't rock that shit. Right behind that. Okay? O.J. Simpson was abusive to his wives.
Beating her on a regular.
Not just to the white one. Not just to Nicole Brown Simpson. He was abusive to his first wife.
And in college, he was beating up girlfriends. In high school, he was beating up girlfriends.
So if we can for a second, put aside the murders, even if you don't believe him, there's plenty of evidence out there that O.J. Simpson was abusive to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And only thing that's worse than a woman beater is a murderer.
Yep.
And he was both of
them.
Both
of them.
The fuck are we doing
He's
here?
Both
and,
of them.
And on top of that, as you said, Marcus, and as we talked about, he didn't fuck with black people.
At all.
Until he needed to fuck with black people. And then black people fucked with him. Heavy.
They rallied
during the trial.
Rallied
by.
Mm-hmm.
Was out there protesting for the man.
Yep.
And then he was acquitted because of the brilliance of a black man, Johnny Cochran.
Damn.
And the incompetence of a black man, and Christopher Darden, and the L.A. L.A. County District Attorney's Office. But he got away with it. Because of a black man, got away with it, and all black folks asked him to do was, "Hey, man," and I don't even think black people really wanted him to or expected him to be like, "Thank you."
Nah.
Now I'm back in the mix. I'm back in the fold. Y'all had my back.
Yeah.
I'm back there. With
you. Nobody expected you to become Orenthal X.
St. Marcus, we ain't ask you to become a Muslim. We didn't ask you to join the nation. We didn't even ask you to join the NAACP. Shit.
We didn't ask you to watch Roots. We didn't ask for none of that shit.
We didn't even ask you to come to the goddamn BET Awards.
Nah.
What we really wanted you to do was to sit your black ass down and chill the fuck out. And what did OJ do after that? Everything but sit his black ass down and chill the fuck. The motherfucker went to jail for running up on somebody to get his shit. And folks had guns. Like, you went, this dumb motherfucker went back to jail after he got, like okay, we were both raised by black mothers.
Yeah.
And one of the things you cannot do if you have a black mother is do some dumb shit.
No.
If your mama tell you, don't go around that fucking round with them people.
Yep.
Because you're going to find yourself in trouble. And if you get in trouble, I'm going to whoop your ass.
That's right.
Now, Marcus.
That's right.
Your mother told you that exact same thing in those exactly exact right. same words in that exact same order, right?
Yep.
What did OJ's dumb ass... this and now we celebrate this motherfucker. Come on, dog.
He literally did. He went into the store and he asked for something. That's what he. You don't do that. When we go to the store, don't ask me for nothing. He went into the store and he asked for something.
No, Mark, he didn't just ask for something. He grabbed it off the shelf, dropped it, and broke it.
And you know, in many ways, and here's the other thing, and I really, even at that time, I really tried to be as logical and as neutral as I could about mm-hmm. that case and about the outcome mm-hmm. of the case. Mm-hmm. So, and I watched a bunch of documentaries because a flood of documentaries came out just about the court case alone, nothing else. And the conclusion that I came to after watching it is if you had been on that jury, it's not that crazy to have acquitted O.J. Simpson. Because... A, I think that the DAs overcharged him, and yes, they had solid evidence, but the job that Johnny Cochran and his team did, and the other guy, God, I can't remember his name, but he's now like a DNA expert. Barry Scheck.
Yeah.
The job that he did in discrediting the DNA evidence, because he never told them that it wasn't legit. He told them that it was tainted. And if you just heard the evidence that the jury heard, not all the stuff that we heard, because that's the difference. If people thought they were stupid and they called them dumb and idiotic and all that stuff. There was an HBO documentary. I think it was called Juror Number 37 or something like that. And it was literally one of the women from the jury. She was on stage for an entire hour. And she talked about exactly what evidence they heard. And I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, based on the evidence that they heard, that they were allowed to hear, it's not that crazy to have acquitted the dude.
Right. Like I said, they did a horrible job prosecuting it.
Yeah. They were arrogant.
It was a layup, and they blew the fucking layup. Yep.
It was arrogant. A mountain of evidence. But then Johnny Cochran and his team, they came in. And all you have to do is create reasonable doubt.
Yep.
Because even the jurors were saying, you know what, we think he did it, but this evidence, it's questionable.
Yeah. Yeah. Ultimately, they did the right thing.
Yeah.
I don't, that's the way the law works. That's the way the law is supposed to work. And I forgot who said it, and it was said many times, but, you know, the case was about race, but it was also mainly about celebrity.
Yep.
And his celebrity at the time, which was huge. I mean, OJ was one of the biggest celebrities in the country.
People will never really understand. Like, the younger people will never get that.
They will never understand that. I mean, this man was television, movies, obviously his football career. You know, he was doing commercials at the time. I mean, back in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
You know, if you were a star in all of those disciplines, sports, he wasn't a movie star, but he was in movies.
Yeah.
You know, obviously doing television. And like I said, you know, having some commercial viability.
Remember HBO, at First and Ten? Remember that?
First and Ten. Yeah, man. Yeah. So if you back in the day, if you were viable in all of those entertainment disciplines, you were a big star.
Yeah.
There's just no other way to put it. But he had the celebrity. He had the money to get the dream team, as mm-hmm. it was called. Team did what they were supposed to do. They raised reasonable doubt and they ran circles around a district attorney's office that was they took a knife to a gunfight.
Yep.
I honestly did not mean to do that.
No pun intended.
But fuck it. Not like I murdered anybody. Anyway.
Hey.
Not like I beat my wife. Hey-o. But it's you can have two independent fucking thoughts.
Yes. You should.
You can have the thought of he did that shit.
Yeah.
But they couldn't convict him.
Yeah.
And they didn't convict him. And yeah. You know what? It worked the way it was supposed to, and it should have worked that way for many a black person.
Yep.
It just happened to work that way for that black person.
Yep.
But I can't and will never get away from the lack of fucking gratitude that that asshole showed to black people around the world.
These are facts. These are facts.
Who rallied behind him because we saw him as a W.
Yep.
We saw him as a victory. And the fact that he never understood that.
Yeah.
Or if he did understand it and he never really acknowledged it. Definitely not to my satisfaction.
No.
The fact that he didn't do that, or he didn't chill the fuck out. Like, let us have the victory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
We couldn't have the victory because he kept doing stupid shit.
Yep.
And then we had to continue to not necessarily answer for him, but we, as black people, kept getting the question of, what's up with your mans?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, he just got away with killing two people. Why is he still out here wilding? Why is he still out here teasing and writing books?
Yeah.
What was the name of the fucking book?
If I did it,
what the fuck? What do you say, you rotten motherfucker? Like, he wouldn't let us have the W.
I mean, obviously,
give it to us.
He was obviously such a colossal narcissist that.
Obviously,
and it's one of those unfortunate things about narcissists is that they typically are really charismatic folks, and folks love mm-hmm. them. I mean, this is what every cult leader is, right? And OJ definitely had that. He was still pulling chicks.
Chicks were still going to him
and yeah.
within his gravitational pull
yeah.
to allow themselves to be next to OJ, which...
Yeah.
As many people said, you got to be a wild broad to be like, you know what? I want to take a run at the juice, man.
I'm going to take my shots.
Yeah. Hey, you notice were never any sisters who were doing that.
Nope.
Sisters was like, hey, listen, all right? I rooted for you. Glad you got away with it. You ain't fist to kill me.
Nah. And you know, it's I remember so vividly, God, so, I don't know why this stuff is stuck in my head, but you know, just a couple of months before he murdered her, he beat her ass, and they had the phone call with her, domestic yeah. abuse, and yeah. I remember OJ going on the Roy Firestone show, literally going on the Roy Firestone show talking about all that stuff. No, it's just, you know, it's just usual old
bad. That's right.
Just a couple of months before he murdered her.
Like I said, even if you think he didn't do it, he's a woman beater.
Yeah.
At worst.
On the regular. On the regular.
He beat both of his wives.
On the regular.
Come on, man. And like I said, that's the part that gets me is you could celebrate his victory over the justice system if you want to. Fine. To celebrate a person who was a narcissist,
yeah.
sociopath, psychopath,
yeah,
and a woman beater,
yeah,
and a guy who, again, you wouldn't let black folks have the victory. You couldn't do it. You couldn't fucking do it. Because ultimately, you didn't care that we had your back.
Mm-mm.
You didn't care.
Mm-mm.
We gave him that support. And
right.
He didn't reciprocate.
He didn't care because he felt like he was entitled to it.
Right.
That was right. it. OJ right. felt like he was entitled to every single thing he
right.
got.
Right. So I can't root for a guy like that.
No.
I can't.
No.
I can't. You can say what you want to say about me in that regard. I can't.
Nope. I made it very clear I'm not rooting for this dude.
He was a horrific human being.
Yep.
Who happened to be a great football player.
Well, listen, I ain't gonna lie. O.J. Simpson, still one of the greatest running backs of all time. People have tried to downplay how good he was. This motherfucker was amazing.
Come on, man.
He's amazing. Come on. Like, I ain't gonna...
Nah.
He was amazing.
Nah, he's up there. Jim Brown.
Yep.
Walter Payton.
Mm-hmm.
O.J. Simpson.
I give you all
Sanders,
that. Yep.
And Eric Dixon.
I take
you
all
can throw, you can throw Marshall Faulk in there if you want yep. to. You know, you could
there's others. You could put Emmitt up there. He got the records.
It's put aside my Cowboy hatred. Emmitt's fine. He's got the record. Played on a great team. But hey, yeah. man, the numbers are the numbers.
Yeah.
I got no issue with that. But the five I just named.
Yeah.
I'm talking running the ball. Mm-hmm. They're better than Emmitt. And like I said, yep. you can throw LaDainian Tomlinson in there. I'm forgetting somebody else too. Adrian Peterson.
AP.
I'm forgetting one more person. I said Marshall Faulk, right? I think I said Marshall Faulk.
You said Marshall.
Yeah. But OJ, you know, as a football player.
Yeah.
Top five, you want to put in top three? I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I am too. I will not apologize for that. The dude was what he was. But he was also a horrible person, just like you said. He's a murderer. He's a woman beater. He's all those things. He was also beloved. Which is
still is. It's not past tense. We are watching it play out right now on Thursday, April 11th. We're watching it play out in real time that O.J. Simpson is still beloved, is still revered, and we are re-adjudicating his double murder trial all over again in real time on social media, and it is hilarious.
All right, so Rod, so close us out with this on the O.J. thing. What were your final thoughts on it? What
good
mean?
Riddance to bad rubbish. Oh, you mean the person? Bye. Bye. Fuck him.
And from a historical impact and from a social impact, what is your call?
I think his case changed the United States of America, and it changed it in a seismic way. It brought race relations back to the forefront. Not that it ever went away, but that was a true white versus black time in this country, and it has only become more predominant over the last 20 years. It changed media and entertainment forever.
Yeah.
I think it changed the justice system.
Hell yeah.
For better or for worse.
Yeah.
Depending on which side you're on.
Well, it certainly brought more scrutiny to it.
Very much so. I think those are especially changes in the justice system, how prosecutors go about doing their jobs. That and the race relations aspect of it. I think those are two things that really shifted this country, you know, into the direction we are in and currently headed towards right now. I don't, you know, if that would have never happened, I'm not saying that things would be radically different, but better or worse in the United States of America, but the landscape would look quite different than it does right now, because the discussions that were had from a racial standpoint, the discussions that were had behind closed doors around dinner tables, you know, in houses, black and white across this country, those conversations were then, because of the OJ trial, taken outside and amplified. Does that make sense?
Hell yeah. And I would add one more thing, is that it really spotlighted the difference between the economic power of people mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. money and folks mm-hmm. like you and me who would probably have been easily convicted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still don't think, though, that enough people, because the race thing just is like a neon sign. I don't think enough people understand the celebrity and the privilege aspect of the trial. It's just that the racial aspect of it is so stark. Black man, white woman, black man, white justice system. That people don't look past that to see the underpinnings of celebrity and fame and privilege.
Yeah.
That comes along with having a certain amount of celebrity and a certain amount of fame. I think either people don't want to see it or they just can't get past the race aspect of it, which when I say I get it and I understand, I don't condone it, but sure. I get it because again, the racial aspect of it is so obvious and it still is a part of this country. That it's hard to see beyond that because black and white is always going to jump off the page, so to speak.
Whew, this has been fun. I'm going to actually, if you're going to close this out, I'm going to post this as quickly as I can.
And make it a
quality hang special.
I mean, I cannot believe how people are just wilding out, right? We've gone back in time, but we have modern technology with us. Like it's the mid 90s all over again.
Facts.
But we have 21st century technology and 20 years of understanding with us to talk about something that happened back in 1995. I just find this absolutely fascinating. I'm glad we were able to do this today. And I'm glad we were able to fulfill our promise of if some shit goes down, we're going to get together and talk about it. It's another episode of Quality Hang. Make sure you follow us on all the socials. And we'll do it again next week. Presumably, there won't be some sort of seismic event happening, like an eclipse or a notorious yet acquitted double murderer passing away. My brother,
he was this close to being a serial killer. He needed one more.
He needed one more. Two is a tragedy. Three is like, wow, that motherfucker was wilding. My brother, let's do it again next week, all right?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right, everybody. Be good or be good at it. We'll see you.